Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
All right, friends, it's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with another episode of Catching Time, and I have our question for this episode. So, Brian, what is your favorite thing that y'all do together as a family, and why do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, I think right now, as I'm kind of thinking through, my favorite thing as a family has been our movie nights. So for those that don't know, like, again, wherever you're listening, it's kind of fall right now.
Yep.
It's Texas fall. The leaves have burnt off the trees and have hit the ground.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's starting to get cool, right? Like,
yes.
Sort of. So we're in Texas fall. And so we've been trying to do, like, fall movie nights. And when we do a movie night, it's not just the movie. It's also, like, we've got to get movie snacks. And we've got to get snacks that go with the movie or something that they had in the movie.
Oh.
And so that's always kind of been fun. And for us in this season, it's been very go, go, go. We're in school routine. We're playing sports. We're doing all that stuff. And so to have just downtime as a family where we're all sitting on the couches and we're watching a movie and we don't have an agenda or someplace to go has been really, really nice to just have that time with family. And whether it's, you know, and it may be a movie we've seen a million times.
Yeah.
But it's just been so nice to just stop with one another. But what about you? Yeah.
Well, before I get to my question, I want to dig a little deeper about that. So of the why that you enjoyed that. And what I heard you say is that you were able to stop and spend that time together because it was go, go, go. So I just wanted to point that out to listen to the why of what they're saying. So,
My family are movie talkers. This is not a good thing.
And
now we don't do it in a movie theater, but like when we're watching at home, we're talking about the characters, the actors.
So you're analyzing is what you're
most
doing.
Most definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. And trying to draw connections and
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
My oldest is in a film analysis class. Mm. And so that is what she does for her class.
Yeah.
So then she comes home from class and then tells me everything.
And proceeds to ruin movies for you.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's so funny. So I'm sorry, Brian, you were going to ask me the question.
Yes. What is your favorite thing to do as a family right now or just ever, I guess?
Yeah. Well, when I saw the question, I thought immediately of our vacations because that is the time when we can be together, that we are away. I'm not on my phone with work. My husband's not on the phone. The kids don't have their schoolwork. It is the time when we are truly by ourselves. I think of the last vacation we had together was a cruise. And so we did not get the internet package for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Couple of days in, everybody wanted that internet package because they were worried, you know, like, oh, no, how are my friends doing?
Yeah.
Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
They are absolutely fine. But that time together was so much fun because we would go to the trivia nights and do trivia together. So, yeah, but we also have all these amazing vacations that we have been able to take, whether it was a cruise, a European cruise, or camping. Oh, we do really enjoy camping. But just all of those memories and, you know, looking at those pictures, I can just look back at those memories. But yeah.
Camping's not my thing.
Got it.
For another episode. No, and I think if I throw it into a bigger perspective, or what would my boys say has been their favorite time right now? I would hope, and this is hope, right?
Yeah.
That they might say lacrosse. Like lacrosse is something, it's a sport, but it's something that we're doing as a family where I'm coaching, the boys are playing, Janelle's working like kind of on the board and the nonprofit side of our
so
team.
Busy.
Yeah. And so we end up doing it all together.
Yeah.
And I would hope that they're loving that time. And maybe they're not. I don't know as a parent.
It depends on the day.
Oh, without a doubt.
Is it before or after a game?
Yeah. Is it before or after a tough practice? Or,
yes.
But I hope that's one of those things that they look back on maybe and go, man, those are some good family moments.
Yeah.
Because at least we were together.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the other part. And as we talk catching time of just trying to find those times where we can do stuff together. You know, we were talking with some friends and it's hard even just to get dinner together on
it
a
is.
Weekly basis.
It really
and
is.
And so we also recognize that it's hard to catch time. So where are those moments? How do we scaffold this question? How do we keep it going? How do we keep the conversation going, Rachel?
Yeah. Well, I think you said it right there. Is like, how do we catch that time together? So for our younger friends, it would be like, you know, hey, what is your favorite thing that we do together? You know, is it bedtime? Yeah, when we say our prayers. Is it in the morning when I sing the good morning song? You know, if you don't know the good morning song, just sing good morning to the happy birthday tune. You know, good morning to you. Good morning
to
you.
Yeah.
Just, you know, imagine that one happening. Imagine me at 5:30 in the morning coming in and waking you up with that lovely song.
Yeah.
So that could be their favorite thing. Mm-hmm. So it's just asking them what their favorite thing is or their favorite way to catch time together.
Yeah. And I think this is a great question. Flip the script. Ask your parents to.
Yes.
Don't just assume that what you like to do is also what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And be open to hear. And also, what are the new things? What are the new experiences you want to try together of going, hey, is there something new we'd like to try as a family or attempt to do? Right.
Yeah.
I was sharing with Rachel that a couple weekends ago we tried to carve pumpkins and and man, we thought this is going to be this like great like family moment.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I have these great family memories of carving pumpkins with
funny faces, scary, whatever.
With mom and dad.
Yep.
It did not go quite like we planned. They were really grossed out by the pumpkin guts and all that.
Oh, no.
Pumpkin carving still happened.
Yes.
I'm just not sure that would have been in one of those that we picked.
That you would have done, that you will do again. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is the point where we stop. So, Rachel, ask him the question again. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing that we do as a family, together as a family? And why do you enjoy doing that?
Yeah.
And we're back, friends. We hope that you had so much fun asking the question, what was your favorite thing that you do together as a family and why? You know, Brian, let me ask another question.
Okay.
Thinking about our Sundays and our rhythms, you know, now not everybody listening to this podcast has a rhythm of coming to church on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe they go to church on a Saturday. Maybe they watch online. So their rhythm is a little bit different. So, but what is your favorite thing about your Sunday rhythm with your family and why?
So our Sunday rhythm looks a little different, right? Me and Miss Rachel get here early.
We do.
I choose to get here early and the boys choose to come up early with me. Now, whether that's because they get the whole student space to themselves and so they can play video games and do all these things. And I'm kind of running around and so they have limited supervision. That could be why.
It could be.
As a kid for me, like grabbing donuts after church was always a fun thing.
Yeah.
And a huge part of our rhythm. And so I think those are some things. But I would also hope that my boys also go, hey, sitting in church with you on Sunday or, JT's about to come up into the student ministry. Going to student ministry and being one of your students was like a really fun experience, I hope. And I'm praying towards that in the future. Are some good things about our Sunday rhythm. Some, you know, for a long time, too, it was grabbing fast food on the way home, right? Because no one wanted to cook lunch. And so it was like, hey, we're going to grab some fast food on the way home.
Yeah.
Or go out to lunch or whatever.
Yeah.
Always good things. What about you? What's been your family or your favorite rhythm of Sunday?
Yeah. So like you said, we're up early, but we do drive two different cars. My husband comes with my daughter.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is that I get to see them come into the atrium, the children's atrium. And so I'm usually there greeting and I say, hello, family. And it's just so fun. It's so fun to see them. And then Isabella will go to confirmation and then she'll head back upstairs to help us. And help out in third grade volunteering. So that's a lot of fun. And then Todd does the transition in between our services.
Yeah.
So helps build that wall.
Yeah, which if you don't know what we're talking about, you can come sometime between 10:30 and 11 to our sanctuary. They build this giant LED screen and then stick around for church. We'd love to have you and see our children's moment with the lovely Miss Rachel.
Aw, thanks.
But again, I think building rhythm on a Sunday morning, huge. And so try and catch some time. Figure out what your ideal Sunday might look like as a family and then build from there. I don't know. I'm trying to give like, here's the practical tip.
Yes.
It's go build some Sunday rhythm.
Absolutely. But no matter what, we want you to catch that time together.
Yeah.
So have a great week, y'all. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.